you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
A wise man once said, if 40 is the new 30, and 50 is the new 40, why can't Thursday be the new Friday? Oh, well, it's the weekend now, so who cares? Oh, and by the way, do you know who that wise man was? Me. I just said it a minute ago. Weren't you listening? Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think, McFly. Think. Great line. By the way, if you're as big a Back to the Future fan as I am, then you must, absolutely must see a segment from one of the late night talk shows, Jimmy Kimmel Live. It originally aired on the day in the movie that Dr. Emmett Brown sent Marty McFly back to the future. It was October 21st, 2015. So the Jimmy Kimmel Live staff put together this great idea. They had the DeLorean roll out on stage, and then Christopher Lloyd and Michael J. Fox stepped out of the car in character. You can find it on YouTube. I think it's titled Marty McFly and Doc Brown Visit Jimmy Kimmel Live or something like that. And as I said, it was a great idea because it really didn't work as well as they had hoped, I'm sure. Well, Michael J. Fox still struggles with his Parkinson's disease, which is why we don't see him in public a lot. And Christopher Lloyd is almost 80 years old now. And candidly, they had a little trouble remembering their lines. It was just kind of awkward, really. Now, don't get me wrong. I still loved it. I enjoyed it because I love Back to the Future. But it just wasn't quite as good as it could have been. You know what I mean? Well, anyway, welcome to another flaming edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, where our future is filled with red-hot fires and singed arm hairs. Actually, my wife gave me some really cool high-heat gloves for my birthday, so we've pretty much solved the singed arm hairs problem at my house. Although I did read the booklet that came with the gloves. Yeah, I know. That was my first mistake. And the booklet said something about not getting the gloves wet or greasy. So they're not really designed to be used the way Rick Allspaw of Allspaw's Ace Hardware and Kingwood described. He was on the show a few weeks ago. Yeah, the gloves my wife gave me are made of some kind of fabric. So I guess if you actually touch the meat with the gloves, then the grease will soak up into the fabric and kind of burn your hands. You don't want to do that. And Rick was talking about high-heat gloves that don't have that problem. So he doesn't even use tongs or a fork when he cooks. He just puts the gloves on, and then he handles the meat with the gloves. So I guess they're rubber or some kind of synthetic material of some kind, you know, like welder's gloves or something. I need to get Rick back on the show and clarify exactly what kind of gloves he was talking about, don't I? Well, there's meat for a future show. Ha ha, get it? Meat, the outdoor cooking. Yeah, well, okay. That was as awkward as the Back to the Future skit, right? Yeah, just never mind. Let me just bail on that whole train of thought, okay? Let me inspire you with some outdoor cooking wisdom. A wise man once said, cooks cook to nurture people. Yeah, I stole that from an online commercial. But it's perfect for the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, isn't it? And, oh, did you know who that wise man was? Oh, wait, I already did that bit, didn't I? Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm getting to be as bad as Christopher Lloyd. But let me just say, before I go any further, I would be honored to be compared to Christopher Lloyd. He's one of my all-time favorite character actors. Dating all the way back to Taxi. Remember that? The Reverend Jim Ignatowski. Brilliant character actor. I couldn't carry his lunch in a brown paper bag. Great talent. But in any case, I like that line, don't you? Cooks cook to nurture people. Because as I've said many times before on this show, cooking is a form of love. When we cook for family or friends, or in my case for many years, for the homeless, it is an act of love. We're giving our time and our talent and sometimes, yes, even our sweat equity to make other people happy. After all, is there anything that makes people happier than eating good food? Of course, the problems start occurring when we eat too much good food and it starts affecting our waistline, not to mention our health. And that's why there are organizations like Overeaters Anonymous, kind of like Alcoholics Anonymous. No, really, it's a 12-step program for people who can't control their eating. It's a really good program, too. I've known more than one person who's lost significant amounts of weight on Overeaters Anonymous. But the difference between Overeaters Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous is that alcoholics can just stop drinking for the rest of their life. I mean, not that that's easy or anything. I know, I've done it. But the cure, as some people call it, mistakenly, but that's what they call it. Anyway, the cure for alcoholics is they simply stop drinking. You can't just stop eating, can you? I mean, I guess you could, but you'd wind up looking like Callista Flockhart. All kidding aside, overeating is a big problem in America, and I recognize that. I'm sorry if I sound a bit cavalier about the issue, but I don't mean to. It's just my nature as a comedian, I guess. But this show is all about cooking and eating good food, so we should, at the very least, be willing to address the downside of our subject matter. And that's what today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is going to attempt to do. We've all just packed away the Christmas decorations. We've thrown away the leftover New Year's candy, if there was any. But a lot of people severely overate over the holidays. And now, a lot of us, me included, are making New Year's resolutions to lose those holiday pounds. So that's the title of today's show, Losing the Holiday Pounds. And I'll admit, I've started noticing that my pants fit a little tighter just before Christmas. So I stepped up on the scales and discovered an extra 4 pounds have now become a part of the new me for 2018. Now, when this kind of thing happened in the past, I usually just cut out desserts for a couple of weeks, and that in combination with running 4 miles 3 times a week, I usually get my weight back down to where I want it to be. Yeah, the trouble is I'm not exercising as regularly as I used to back when I was on the Hudson and Harrigan show for 30 years, so that technique doesn't work quite as well as it did a few years ago. And of course, I'm older now, too. I'm proud to admit I'm 69 years old, but the weight just doesn't come off as easily as it used to. In fact, I decided to get on my program and stop eating desserts. It was right after New Year's Day. And it's been about 2 weeks now, but when I got up on the bathroom scales yesterday, I'd lost 1 pound. Now, again, I haven't been exercising like I should, but I haven't really been watching what I eat very well either, so there's more than one reason why my skinny jeans have shrunk just a little bit. That's a joke, son. I say that's a joke, boy. Don't wear no skinny jeans. And no joke, I only lost 1 pound in 2 weeks. And one of the most difficult aspects of maintaining any diet or weight loss program is how you eat out at a restaurant. I mean, let's face it, if you eat at home for all 3 meals a day, every day, it's a lot easier to count those calories. You can control your intake a lot better. But how many of us really eat at home that much? Not many, I would guess. So today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going to spotlight 2 different Houston restaurants that pride themselves on preparing and serving healthy dishes that can help their patrons control their weight. And there's a lot more to eating healthy than just choosing the right foods. No doubt, you stay away from starches and sugars. That's going to cut way down on the calories. But the way any food is prepared makes a big difference, too. I mean, you don't have to be Dr. Emmett Brown to know that grilling chicken is healthier than frying it. And it doesn't have the calories, either. So we're going to help you lose the holiday pounds by talking about not only low-calorie food, but low-calorie food preparation techniques today, too. Because that's what the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is all about, right? Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think, McFly, think!
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
happy to make welcome Anna Nino, who is the executive chef and co-owner of La Fisheria on Milo. Hola, Anna.
Hola.
Our listeners always love to hear about our guest chefs, so let's get you to start out with the basics. Where were you born? Where were you reared? How did you get into the restaurant business?
Sure. Okay. I was born in Mexico City in 1985, and I've always been around food with my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my mother, actually. We are always cooking and partying, you know, family parties and gathers, and it's always around food. So I guess I could say I have it on my veins. And that's how we started catering business down in Mexico with my mom. And that's how I decided to go for a culinary career. So we came here to the United States, you know, pursuing a dream. And we opened for the first time La Fisheria in Houston.
La Fisheria has two locations, one here in Houston, the other in Playa del Carmen. But we understand that you guys are having to rebuild the local La Fisheria because of Hurricane Harvey. Tell us the whole story.
Yeah, unfortunately, because of the Hurricane Harvey, you know how things were here in Houston really, really bad. So it was the same for us right now in the new location. We used to be on the Washington area. The first location was there. We found some really nice people that wanted to invest with us. So we relocated on the downtown area. It was such a big and brand new place with a refreshing image and everything. Really, really pretty. And it was doing great. I mean, it was awesome for us. But unfortunately, with the hurricane, we went on, you know, with the flooding. So we had to close. And now they're trying to rebuild the place. So hopefully we'll be open in a couple of months.
So when you do reopen La Fisheria, what can hungry customers expect? Obviously seafood, right?
Yes, but we also have some meat and chicken plates because we want to have something for the people that they don't really are into seafood. But yeah, our specialties are seafood, and they're like different kind of seafood. They're all Mexican style seafood, but from different culinary areas from Mexico, like from the Pacific, from the Gulf of Mexico, from the Yucatan Caribbean Sea. So you can experience a lot of different flavors that if you go travel around Mexico, you can find it in there, but then you can come to Houston too and find it in La Fisheria.
Cool. The Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is all about informing and educating our audience in more sophisticated cooking skills and techniques. So let's start out and have you describe some of the dishes that we can find at La Fisheria. And we'll start with Trio de Tacos. That sounds great.
Yeah. Well, our Trio de Tacos, you can find three different techniques. You have the deep fry, which is the shrimp taco, which is batter and deep fried. And then you have the second one, which is the fish taco. And that's only seared. And it has a little bit of seasoning. And then you have the lobster taco, which is the lobster one is grilled. And you can have it with beans and chipotle sauce. And that's a really one that you can find in Baja California, actually. So you can find the grilling, the deep fry, and the searing.
Well, now, you mentioned deep fried and lobster a moment ago, but you actually have something on the menu called deep fried lobster. What's up with that?
Yeah, you can find a half lobster, and then you just deep fry it, and you get a little bit of butter with garlic and black beans, which is really characteristic from Mexico. And yeah, it's totally deep fried. It's awesome. It's great.
However, today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is focused on losing the holiday pounds. Now, seafood has always been a good weight-conscious entree, but only if it's prepared correctly. And we couldn't help but notice that your menu at La Fisheria highlights several pan-seared and grilled items. So let's talk about steak de atún con rajas. How's my Espanol?
It's awesome. Actually, it sounds great. Well, the atún, it's the tuna filet and it goes only cereal. It depends. I mean, if you go there, you can ask if you want it just cereal or you want it fully cooked, which I really don't recommend it because you won't feel the real flavor of the meat. So it is really healthy. But yeah, I recommend it just cereal, a little bit of seasoning so you can still taste the flavor of the sea in the meat. And then the rajas are just a really traditional Mexican flavor, which is peppers, onions, and you just saute them with some butter, and you add a little bit of cream. It adds a little bit of flavor.
I love tuna steak. That sounds great. And I believe I've butchered the Spanish language enough for one interview. So tell us how you make your grilled red snapper. Every Texan can say grilled red snapper.
Actually, the red snapper in La Fisheria is the star of the plates. The big difference in our plate is that we're using seasoning that is traditional from Yucatan, which is a little mix of spices, you know, chiles, a mix of pepper, and we call it recado in Mexico, okay? And if you go to Yucatan, you will find them at the mercados everywhere. And they just sell it like it is already done. So you just take it home and put it in every single meat that you want. You can use it in chicken, you can use it in fish, you can use it in meat, you can use it in pork. So we're using it at the red snapper, and it's like salted. You salted the red snapper and you sear it on the pan, and then we just finish it on the oven. So when you take it out, it will be crispy, you know, in the outside. But in the inside of the red snapper, it wanna be really, you know, flavored, and it's not gonna be dry. It's gonna be spongy and flavored.
And we shouldn't overlook the fact that La Fisheria also serves pan-seared chicken breast. That sounds healthy. Describe how you prepare that dish, Anna.
Well, we use the whole chicken breast, and we just season it really well, and you just sear it at the same time. Sear it, and then we finish it on the oven too, so it won't be dry, and we don't use any kind of oils. It will be just, you know, sear it and then to the oven, finish it. And when you check it out and it's like it's not dry and you can see it's crispy in the outside too, just serve it like that.
One of the things that makes La Fisheria here in Houston so attractive to Houstonians is that it's conveniently located in the Theater District. That makes it an easy 3 or 4 block walk away from Jones Hall and the Alley Theater. Do you get a lot of theater patrons, Anna?
Yes, we do, actually. We have served to people that just went to see a play. Actually, we have served to some of the artists playing on the theaters. Because of the healthy food that we serve, because we not only have chicken and meat for the people that we don't, you know, or just the red snapper, we also have the ceviches, which I think is our specialty, and they're really healthy because it's just the, you know, the pure white meat of the fish, and then you just cure them with some lime juice, and you can add it some green sauce that are made in the same time, fresh green tomatoes. And you also can have it with regular ceviche, just with the lime juice. And also we have another one that is made or mixed with some of the clamato sauce, which is tomato sauce. And it has a little bit of clam juice, which is really, really good and really fresh. So then you can feel the fish taste, but not the, you know, the really strong one, but the, you know, the really smooth fish taste. And you can also feel the citrus, and it's really, really nice on your mouth. And you can combine it, or you can pairing with some white wine, a really nice beer, and it's really perfect for a meal or to share with friends, and it's really healthy too.
This has been Ina Nino. She is the co-owner and the executive chef at La Fisheria on Milam in the Theater District downtown. Good luck with your reopening, and thank you for your time, Anna. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Randy, and hello to everyone.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're especially proud now to welcome Chef Gennaro Camano of H.S. Green on Richmond Avenue. Good to have you on the show, Gennaro.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Tell us about yourself. Where were you born? Where did you grow up? How did you get into the food preparation business?
Well, I grew up in Mexico City, you know, coming to United States. My great experience on great restaurants. You know, I worked at two great restaurants in Houston, Texas. I'm working on the size of great chef where they service great food, everything nice and fresh, you know. And finally, I come into star worker over here at H.S. Green where they service grapefruit. Everything is prepared with the fresh vegetables and nice herbs. We just make sure everything is nice and healthy.
Well, now, before we get to H.S. Green, you did spend some time abroad. Fill us in on where you lived and worked outside of the United States.
Well, I used to live over Mexico. Growing up in a big family, you know, got 11 brothers. And we always working hard to get the best things off and living well.
So you've also honed your craft alongside some of Houston's top chefs. Which Houston chefs have had the greatest influence on your own style?
I started working on Carrabba's, you know, in 1986. I was the one of the chefs in there, and then I jumped into Tony Ballone's, where I worked 32 years there. When they opened La Grilla, 3 months later, I went there and worked there. So we're cooking great seafood there, nice and healthy.
Let's talk about your personal life for just a moment. Are you married?
Yes, I do. I marry. You know, I got 4 great children. Got a great family. I love my family. And that's why I try to be one of the best one doing what I like to do.
So now tell us about H.S. Green. That's an unusual name. Where did the name H.S. Green originate?
The name coming from the 2 daughters that Mr. Barbuti have, and it's the first initial on the name, so each one is one of their names. There's Hannah and Sophia. So he's using the H and the S of the 2 daughters that he has.
And where does the name Green come from? Where does that play into it?
That's from the fresh. I believe is one for the fresh vegetables that we use there. That we especially on salads.
So, what can customers expect to find at H.S. Green when they come there to eat?
Nice, healthy food. You know, one of the best things, and because we use everything nice and fresh.
So, what do you mean when you say clean cooking?
We prepare everything fresh every day. You know, we got our vegetables daily. You know, we use all fresh. It's nothing to be prepared or buying to be prepared. We use nice fresh herbs, you know, like rosemary, thyme, sage, cilantro, you know, for all the art. We make so many different dressings that everyone is healthy. We use extra virgin olive oil for them, lion on salt. We got nice chili that is gluten-free too. It is a great, healthy food that we got on H.S. Green.
Well, that dovetails perfectly into today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, the title of which is Losing the Holiday Pounds. Now, we glanced at your menu, and I will admit, Gennaro, I did just barely have time to glance at it. But it appears that H.S. Green offers calorie counts on a lot of your dishes, even your pizzas, for crying out loud. So you guys must be very health conscious, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Do you find your patrons like that feature, knowing how many calories are in each dish?
Yeah, they really like it to see how many calories they eat every day. You know, that way they can try to eat healthy.
So the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is all about teaching our at-home chefs how to learn new techniques to use in their own kitchens. So let's talk just a few minutes about a few of the menu items at H.S. Green, and we'll start with that weight loss favorite, salads. You guys have lots of salads to choose from, and you feature several traditional salads like grilled chicken, Southwest steak, but the lowest calorie count on the salad menu was the Thai grilled shrimp. So tell us exactly how you make it, Gennaro.
Well, we get we use, like I say, nice fresh herbs from that. We make a nice dressing. Everything's so fresh in there. We do grilled chicken. We use watercress. We use cup noodles that is nice and healthy. We use fresh grilled shrimp, you know. We use a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper. And our dressing, we use steamed extra virgin olive oil to make a nice fresh orange juice. We do nice and healthy on there.
And that Thai grilled shrimp salad literally is only 221 calories. That's great for people who are trying to lose the holiday pounds. But the difference in the calorie counts for salad dressings is pretty dramatic. For instance, the Caesar salad dressing is 259 calories, but the jalapeno ranch is only 99 calories. But in the final analysis, I guess the most important part of it is how much dressing do you use, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Yeah, that depends how much dressing you want to put it on the salad. But also, you know, our Caesar salad dressing, we don't use any eggshells. We use nice and fresh products, you know, Parmesan cheese and olive oil. Try to do nice and healthy. Cut the things, the corners on the things that make it unhealthy.
Wraps are always a good weight loss choice. So tell us exactly how you make your buffalo chicken wrap.
Well, the buffalo chicken wrap, we use nice romaine lettuce. We use chicken tenders. On flour, we pan sear the chicken, and we make a nice buffalo sauce in there. We add cucumbers and fresh tomatoes and celery and little bit, and red onions, you know. And that way, we make a, we got a choice on whole wheat tortilla that make it even healthy.
Of course, there are other wraps with lower calorie counts than the buffalo chicken wrap, but it's still only 617 calories. But again, not counting the dressing you might choose to dip it in. Now, your lunch and dinner features at HS Green look wonderful and also healthy. For instance, turkey chili sounds especially calorie friendly. So give us your recipe for turkey chili, please.
On that, we use the best ground turkey that got less fat on air, you know, and we use fresh ingredients. And like I said earlier, you know, it's gluten-free. We use nice tomatoes, fresh tomatoes. We ground our tomatoes. We don't put any sugar in there, anything. We use just fresh ingredients. We use dry peppers, olive oil, garlic, onions, and fresh tomatoes. Ground it up and mix it up all together.
Shrimp tacos are also a Weight Watchers favorite, so share with us the secret of how you make shrimp tacos so good at HS Green.
First thing is they use nice fresh shrimp, you know. We got a nice chipotle marinade. We marinate like at least 3 hours before we grill the shrimp. And then we use fresh cabbage. Also, we finish with a nice jalapeno sauce that we make it there. With jalapeno, garlic, mustard, and extra virgin olive oil that we put it on the top of the thing and finish with nice fresh cilantro.
And just in the interest of serving those who are not necessarily looking for a low-calorie alternative, give us the details on how you make your pork chop, Gennaro.
Pork chop, that's another great dish that we marinate the pork chop 4 hours before we service with the olive oil, Dijon mustard, jalapeno, garlic, the best honey. The marinade the pork chop also, when we serve it with fresh spinach, and we put it on the top, nice fresh vegetables like red onions, peppers, and we give it a fine touch with a sauteed pineapple.
Even your desserts have healthy choices. Diners can go all in with a brownie or maybe a cookie sundae, but they can cut back on calories and opt for a fresh fruit cup or berries and cream. Which one do you suggest?
Well, I suggest the berries. That's really good, you know, but if you want to break the diet, you can choose our brownie. That's just really good, too, but my suggestion, I take with the berries.
HS Green also features smoothies and juices, plus beer and wine, and they got pizza and chicken strips for kids. They also have a catering service, which you can avail by calling 832-498-2652 or simply visit their website, hsgreen.menu. That's hsgreen.menu. This has been Gennaro Camano, the executive chef at HS Green on Richmond Avenue. They're open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. We appreciate your time, Gennaro, and we hope you'll agree to come back real soon, okay?
Thank you very much. We appreciate everything and all invited to the HS Green where we got a nice, healthy food.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd's Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
This show just simply would not be complete without a visit from my closest friend in the entire world, my former radio partner on the Hudson and Harrigan Show, Fred Olson. Hi, buddy. And Jim Bob.
I had to throw that in there for old time's sake.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, too. And you told us last week that you didn't cook outdoors when the temperature was down in the 20s, but it's warmed up this past week, so I have to ask, have you ventured out to the backyard grill yet?
No, we haven't. This is, We've been on a cleanse here. On kind of a fast.
We've been
on a fast. This is our fifth day of our 5-day fast. So if I slur my words and kind of get real goofy, that's one of the byproducts of clarity, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
But I haven't. In January, we go into a different mode where there is no alcohol. White sugar, bread, you know, anything like that. We just kind of do a cleanse because of all the stuff I ate over Christmas. It was insane. I ate so much Chex Mix. I swear to you, I probably ate six boxes of Wheat Chex and Rice Chex and Corn Chex.
Well, let's talk about that in a minute. I did cook out. It was during last weekend's playoffs games.
Yeah.
I can remember standing out on the patio staring in the window at the TV like a kid at a toy store right before Christmas.
Mm.
And I let the hot link split open.
Ooh.
But I'm afraid of missing something, you know. We were talking about this just before we came on the air. Football season's almost over, and I just don't want to miss any of it.
I agree, and that's why I love DVR.
Yeah. It's a magnificent addition to our repertoire as football fans, isn't it?
I can hit pause, I can go do something, and if I'm angry at the Texans, I can just hit pause, and I could come back in later and go, oh, I'll just fast forward through that debacle.
Well, speaking of the Texans, let's talk about the Rick Smith story a minute. My son, Derek, always likes to say, how many other NFL teams would try to hire Rick Smith away? And I think he's making a good point, because Rick Smith has done a good job on first-round picks like, you know, J.J. Watt and Deshaun Watson, guys like that. But most teams do a good job on first-round picks, except maybe the Cleveland Browns. But the real measuring stick is how they do in the later rounds, the free agency and the trades and things like that. And I got to admit, Rick Smith's track record in those areas, it's just not very good.
Well, it just shows you that we didn't have the next man up kind of stuff. We didn't have backup players. And that goes, everything starts at the top. It always does, no matter what business you're in. And I think that there's some places he did really well. I mean, they picked up some gems in like Bouye. And because of good coaching, they made him into a heck of a player, so much so that people wanted to hire him away. But, yeah, you're right. I think that we need someone who can really follow through and get good backup players. So if we lose someone, somebody capable steps up, because our offensive line right now is just absolutely abysmal.
It's offensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it'll be interesting to see who they hire. And before we leave the subject of football, did you watch the national championship game?
I did. I actually lasted through 3.5 quarters, and then I had to crash.
Oh no!
But yeah. Well, I've got on DVR, brother. Oh. I can always watch it. And since we're not on the radio, I didn't have to talk about it to anybody.
Well, I don't have to ask if you grilled anything up. We ordered a pizza. I admit it.
Ooh. That sounds good.
So that brings us around to the subject matter for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, losing the holiday pounds. First of all, I want to ask you, have you gained any weight since Thanksgiving, Fred?
Yeah, I did. Not a ton, but right around the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I've lost some of it this week, and I will lose it back this month through eating better, you know, laying off the junk. Because everybody wanted to give me pound cakes and cookies. And you know what? I took them. I said, sure. Sure. And my theory on having that stuff in the house is that if I eat it, it won't call to me anymore. If I get it, I've eliminated the threat if I just eat it.
Okay.
And I did. I ate more than I needed. And so that's why we take January off. But the problem with that is, 2 weeks before Christmas and then the New Year's, I'm going, well, I'm going to just knock everything off in January, so I may as well eat it all now. So that's kind of the problem.
So during this cleansing period, you eat different foods at different meals? Or just start with breakfast and tell us what you eat.
Well, normally what I would do is I'd have oatmeal and a couple of eggs. I would have a protein with a carbohydrate. But what we're doing now, we're just coming off a five-day fast, which is a controlled fast of just X amount of calories a day. So your body goes into, it thinks it's fasting, but you're still getting enough nutrients so you don't get terribly hungry at all. And you kind of get tired, but it's really, that really is a cleanse, kind of resetting our bodies. I think we do a reset every year to go into the new season a few pounds lighter, more clarity, and more discerning in what we eat, because we can get really crazy with what we eat.
So talk about breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay.
During this cleanse, what do you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner now?
I don't know. Let's say when I come out of the fast tomorrow, for breakfast, I would probably have, again, oatmeal, a couple of eggs. I'd go to the gym. I'd do a protein shake after that. Then for lunch, I would probably do tuna fish, maybe a salad sandwich with sprouted bread or wheat bread, no white bread. And then as for snacks, I would probably do probably a cup of cottage cheese, some cashews, and some lunch meat. See, I try to balance out a carbohydrate and with a protein. And then for dinner, we would probably have no more than 6 ounces of, say, chicken or beef, green beans, let's see, a salad without any heavy dressing on it. And then maybe later for a snack at night, I'll do a big apple and peanut butter on the side.
So tell us about food preparation techniques that you use to make the food healthier. What techniques do you use?
Well, as far as the technique, I just choose healthy things up front. And we find that when we do this, we have a lot fewer dishes. Seasoning is important. Make it flavorful, you know. That's kind of how you make stuff that you normally would get bored with taste better. But I think it isn't about just a diet. I hate the word diet. I will call it a meal plan. You know, and I saw a great quote the other day that when I was in the middle of this fast going, what am I doing? This sucks. And there was this great quote. It was an anonymous quote. And I love to quote him. Like Jim Bob said, this Anon guy is so bright, so brilliant.
Yeah.
But it said, if it's important enough to you, you make the time. If it's not, you make an excuse.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to say, you know, we're set apart and we're doing this because we're special. We just do it because we've gotten used to doing it each year. And it's important to us physically, mentally, emotionally. I think it's spiritually, too. Part of it is we spend a lot of time in this time of contemplation. We talk about God a lot. And we talk about, you know, what Christ does in our lives. So we were just doing that this morning, you know, as the sun was coming up. We're talking about, you know, how good God has been to us and now we really need to reset the temple of our body, too, you know, to do his work. And that's important to us as well.
What would Jesus eat?
Well, Hey, I'm reading this great book, and I want to tell everybody about it. I don't know this author, so I'm not promoting it for him, but it's called Beautiful Outlaw, and it's about Christ. And it's about the man. You know, we look at him. Sometimes people see him as kind of a... She's reprimanding the dog in the background. But Jesus, the man, not just on the cross, but his life. And if you look at stories in the Bible, when he cleared out the temple, what was going through his mind? What was really going on at the time? And when he, the woman at the well, the Samaritan, curing the leper, what was really going on? What were the laws behind what he did and what he went against as far as the Pharisees to do things like that? It's just fascinating.
And what's the name of this book again?
It's called Beautiful Outlaw. I think the guy's name is John Eldridge. So, you know, Christians in the audience, you want to take a different look at Christ. It's fascinating and it's fun.
So now, 2 weeks into your cleansing, what have the results been for you so far?
I know Bev has dropped 4 pounds as of this morning. I'm probably down about 3. And just clarity. You know, I don't wake up going, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that at midnight, or I didn't need that extra beer. So I just... What was that, honey? Oh, she's talking to the dog. I thought she was throwing in a comment. The dog is getting reprimanded for getting into trouble.
Okay, I have to ask, is the dog on the cleanse too?
No. No, the two dogs and the two cats and the 7 longhorns are eating whatever they want.
Well, it's just about time for you to head to the gym, I know, so I'm going to let you go, brother. And we'll get an update on your cleansing next week. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Give my love to Bev.
Hey, thanks for letting me ramble on here because tomorrow I get back on my normal food.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something else.